Well, hello, and sitting in front of me, just off the bus from Dublin, it's councillor and also chairperson of the Tidy Towns Committee, Kathleen Chanahar. How are you, Kathleen?
Good evening, Gerry. Yes,
I'm bouncing at the moment.
I'm buzzing.
Buzzing? Do you say in Dublin?
I'm buzzing. I'm just back from the Helix in Dublin, where Roscommon Town were among many award winners in the county. But Roscommon Town, we've won our third gold medal, and we've also come third in the county in this year's Tidy Towns, the National Tidy Towns competition.
Isn't that amazing?
So we're thrilled, and we're thrilled for everybody who helped out again this year to get us the points that brought us up in the competition for us to retain gold medal status.
Now, I was only talking about this morning about how the town is looking. And that's down to, you know, it's down to the Tidy Towns, but and again, the town teams as well.
Absolutely, Gerry. Everybody plays. I mean, I've said it before, while we're the group, there has to be a group, there has to be a chair, because that's how structures work with in the Tidy Towns. But we're very fortunate. We have the Tidy Towns, we have Thuis workers out on schemes, you have the council staff, but you have residence associations as well. So it's an overall effort from everybody, business people as well. So while we say we're the Tidy Towns, and when we enter the competition, we put on it that there are 18 volunteers who come out and meet. But we know that there are people who on a regular basis are going around the town and playing their part by not dropping litter. They clean up after their dogs and they play their own part by keeping their own area, be it a business or a house, clean and tidy. So while they mightn't think they're part of the Tidy Towns, they are very much so part of the Tidy Towns, because when the judges come into town, they don't differentiate. They just see what they see on the day, as in the streets, as you mentioned, around the town. But they, unfortunately, Gerry, while it's positive, there are negative reports as well. So
today
we've got our Tidy Towns report. I was just in there printing it off, and thank you to Debbie, who, as usual, I hop in at the last minute. But the judges, we get this report and we'll scrutinise it, analyse it. They give praise where praise is due. But then they do give, and they mention areas like derelict sites around the town and houses and property that needs attention, unoccupied premises. This is where we hope that the business people that own these and the owners of the premises that are noted will come out and do something just to clean up the area.
And again, you know, when you think of the town, you think of just the main street, really. And it stretches out so far, really, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Like it is, it's the judges come into town, Gerry. We hand them, we give a map to the judges. So this judge now mentioned that they hadn't been to Roscommon for many years and they were delighted to come back and they'd seen a vast improvement in it. But then they say here, thank you for the very fine and concise entry form and the excellent maps which highlighted, as per recommended, the projects and areas under consideration for adjudication. So we would highlight the areas around the town that we would have worked on, the categories, the different categories, the various categories in the Tidy Towns. So when a judge, if a judge has never been to Roscommon, they need to know where to go. So we give them a detailed map and we itemise each area and tell them which section, what category it's under.
And that would help them as well, doesn't it?
Of course, yeah. They'll go then and they'll visit. And then en route to each site, each project, they will visit and they'll see what they see around the surrounding areas. They're not just blinkered going towards that site. But again, Gerry, it's a 365 effort. Like, we're here tonight now and we're going to meet up and analyse this, the application form. But the application form has to be in again for May next year. So you're talking October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. We now have 8 months to analyse this report and to do the improvements that they recommended. So now when you take the winter months out, we probably will take our foot off the pedal, but we, you know, just in relation to it, just a little rest. But every day, and I must commend Tommy and Cathy. I know they were in here with
actually,
you.
Actually, yeah. I only played the interview this morning with Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy and Cathy.
Because I was just
Cathy,
saying, you're on the bus, probably listening to Ross FM, and then
Well, Tommy Parker and Cathy Hannon joined the Tidy Towns two or three years ago. and we don't know her. They are fantastic. And I mean, all the volunteers, we're all out. I have a bag in my car and I could be out every day. You just stop and you pick up. There are areas in the town that, the you know, that people mightn't get to. So 5 minutes, you'd have a strip of an area clean that has been littered. But Tommy and Cathy have taken great pride in Loch Nannane Park and the castle.
That's right.
And they're out morning, noon and night.
On a regular basis.
Absolutely.
Down there, yeah.
Everybody, people have stopped me on the street to ask me who they are. Are they getting paid for it? And I said, no, they do it. They enjoy it. They love the meeting people and visitors to the park. They're great ambassadors for our town and county.
Exactly,
they're always
yeah.
promoting yeah, what's yeah. going on. They have brochures about the castle. So, you know, we've highlighted them. We always like to praise where praise is due, and fair play to them. You know, I'm 20 years in the Tidy Towns this year.
God,
so it's 20 years, like, you know.
So and I arrived 20 years ago. So
Jerry, yeah, you're yeah. the cause. And Jerry, I had Brendan Donoghue, one of my colleagues here with me when I worked here in Ross FM, one of the directors many years ago. And I always remember Brendan was in the Tidy Towns with us many years ago.
Yeah.
And I was driving along in my first little car, my little black Fiesta. And I remember Brendan was in the car. I said, Brendan, I just want to drive around here. There's a Lucozade bottle. I just want to pick it up. Brendan looked at me. He said, my God, he says, I have never seen beep, beep litter until I got into your car. And I said, no, because you never noticed. But now that's what we were up in the Helix today and we met people from all over the country. And you get familiar, you know, people from Westport. Frank is in Westport. Kathleen
you
is down in
all.
Killarney.
Yeah.
You get to meet them and you're
course,
delighted to see them. But it's great. Like, I mean, this evening now on Nationwide, it'll be going out and you'll see all the winners.
Oh, brilliant.
And,
that's,
you know, it'll be shown. And it's great. Like, it's a great buzz, but it's the age profile, unfortunately. You know, the Tidy Towns, we need new blood. We'd love to get more younger people anybody.
I think that's in any voluntary group at the moment because they think that, you know, the elderly have the time to do it.
Yeah.
And again, they're available during the day. But I know with us here, we just have to call on the TYs and they're there. And if you look at even the collections around the town, you'll see the TYs are there.
Yes,
the schools
yeah.
are there. The schools are all involved. But I mean, when it comes to going out, I suppose, they have to ask permission to go
out. Of course, yeah.
They have to, you know, they have to sort of...
They do, and Jerry, people think that the TY, I know from being in and out of the schools, that the TYs can just drop a hat and go. The TYs have a programme in place. So if you were looking to do a charity gig next January or February, and you think, well, you know what now, the TYs are available. They are, but you need to go into the schools so they can put it in as part of their programme. Because you don't know, but on that Friday, they might be going off as part of a Goshka Award. But they're great. The students are great. We have students who've asked to help us with the Tidy Towns. But we're back again then to what can we get them to do that doesn't require maybe supervision, because And Jerry, you know the same. You have to have your child protection in place.
Everything.
There's so much, Jerry, that years ago we were just easy, you know, went along with it. Now you have to stop. You have to think, what can you do? Safety, what is safety for health and safety paramount? You can't get a child, you know, you can't get a young unless you're there.
And,
we
can understand it.
Absolutely.
We can understand it totally.
Totally.
But again,
yeah.
I suppose, how do people, I mean, okay, how do the ordinary guy on the street get involved? Obviously, by not throwing stuff on the ground.
Well, Jerry, do you know what? It's so. If somebody said to me, I'd like to get involved, what can I do? I'd say, well, can you play your part by making sure where you live is kept clean and tidy? And maybe, you know, encourage your neighbours to form a residence associate. If they want to come out with us, we meet on a Tuesday back in the springtime. We'll meet on a Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And we go out and there's areas for, you know, we'd have areas that need painting. The community garden is a full-on job up there on Convent Road. So, you know, you have areas around town. People mightn't like picking litter. You know, they might like to do gardening. So we have signs on the approach roads that need to be weeded occasionally and bulbs planted. We're very fortunate this year, Jim McCausland and Casey's here, has, again, he's been so generous and given hundreds of bulbs out to all the tidy towns in the immediate area.
They
need to be planted.
So if somebody
said, look, I have an hour free on Saturday morning, I'd say, great, we need to get the plant. We need, you know, I know the signs on the approach road, the Tom Fox's, those two containers up there need bulbs planted. It doesn't happen by itself. Somebody has to go out and do it. And you know what it is, Jerry? I love it. I mean, I'm as happy as the day is long. If you just said to me, once you keep feeding me, and keep feeding me and say, Kathleen, you know, we need this done.
Yeah.
But that's it. And when the bulbs come up, Jerry, you can say, I planted them now. That's my work. And, you know,
and there is the pride there, isn't there, really, walking through the town?
Absolutely. I mean, I love when I go down home to Templemore and people say, oh, I was in Roscommon. It's a lovely town. And, God, this is lovely and that's lovely. And you say, it is. Yeah, we're very proud of it. And, you know, it's by taking pride. I go out for a walk in the evening times and, you know, you just say, look how lovely and clean it is. But again, there are areas that if we could just get the people that have the vacant property, the derelict sites, weeds hanging out of gutters on the street.
You don't have to go very far and look at it, you know, you think there was a roof garden on some of them.
I know. And that's
and dangerous as well.
Jerry, what people don't realise, if that gutter fills up any more between, with the reason the gutter is there is for the water to flow down off the roof and into the drain. Now, we're not doing an engineering programme here, but if you have a turf of grass that's after grown in the gutter, the water is going to...
And I suppose the problem with especially Main Street, they're high buildings.
But you know, it's easy done. We've seen them out there, and the Lights Committee are great.
Exactly,
they go out.
What
you do is you just pay somebody. There's people that can do it. They get a cherry picker in, they have their health and safety, they have it. But employ somebody and do it. And if it means three or four premises working together to say, do you know what, when the fella's in, the council, I'm sure if I could ask, the guards had coordinated, that you'd block off a section of the street some evening that the fellas could come in and do one side.
And there's not that many. There's a few places.
There's just a few. There's a few trees growing in chimney pots,
And dangerous. Dangerous because...
See, Jerry, it's all fine until something falls. Yeah. And you know and I know from that height, if a stone fell and hit somebody on their head from that height, that's danger. Yeah. We can see it. You know, so that's it. But we're going to end on a positive note, Jerry, and say,
why not?
We're after coming from Dublin, where in the county of Roscommon, well done to Keju, gold medal, Castlecook, gold medal, Roscommon Town, gold medal, Ballintubber, gold medal, Clontusk, or bronze medal, and we have Tarman Barry and Clontusk, bronze medals. Aren't I right? I better check my facts here. But also, I want to say well done to James O'Neill, who works next door to you here in Casey's. Who was up nominated for one of the Super Value Tidy Towns Community Heroes.
James
is here from Clontuskert and he was highly commended.
Well, there you are now.
And I want to say well done to Moore up in Roscommon who won an Endeavour Award. And the county awards go to, I'm like, the county awards, Jerry, if you drum roll there. We have Keju, Castlecoote and Roscommon. We're in county wards. So I'm just going to get my facts right, Jerry, and I better put on the goggles.
Okay, I'll allow you a little while to put on the goggles.
Put the goggles on here.
Red goggles, as a
matter of fact. They are cool, aren't they, Jerry? The bronze awards this year, we have in the bronze medal awards in category E in Longford. Oh, I'm well done. I must say Longford won awards this year. The bronze medal.
That's a big book, like, you know.
The bronze medal. Hold it a sec now. Jeez, where's Roscommon, Jerry, there? Ballintubber and Clontuskert and Tarman Barry.
Uh-huh.
So three bronze, three gold medals. And also I want to say well done to Kiltevan, who won an award for the Clune Large Loop. Again, they won an award.
That is an amazing, amazing walk. Yeah. That's right on
our
doorstep.
They won second place in the Sustainable Development Award and the Clune Large Loop. That's their second year to win an award for the Clune Large Loop. So, Jerry, I could go on all day. You said it's a big book, but you know what? We haven't the time. The results booklet for 2019. But for anybody who wants to read the report for their own areas, quite simple, you go into the Tidy Towns website and you'll see reports for 2019. You click on the county, click on your village or town, and you can read for Ireland. I'll be going home studying it. I'm an anorak when it comes to the Tidy Towns.
Now, I'm just going to tell you a little story because when I lived in Kinlemana, we had a guy there called Paul. Again, he would have been a Tommy, but his name was Paul, and he was going around picking up cans and bottles and tidying around. And I remember every month he'd come to our meeting of the Residents Association, and he'd always be asking for this and this and this and this. And we decided to form an environmental committee. And the environmental committee then he looked after. So they needed money. We'd raise the money. We'd give them the money. I've been in Kilnamana only recently. Now, Paul is long gone now at Kilnamana. But all the trees and all the little bushes that he planted are still there. And lovely, looking really, really nice. He had a vision that I loved the youth, and I was always involved in the youth club. That was my thing. His thing was tidying. And he wasn't part of the Tidy Towns. He was part of the Residents Association.
Yeah, and Jerry, that's where it starts off.
Yeah.
When I was in fifth class, which isn't today or yesterday, I was watching the guide dogs on the television, and they were fundraising. And I said, I wonder how could I fundraise? Young Line was on the telly. Teresa Mannion was on it. And I went out and I organised the girls in my class with rubber gloves.
It was a black and white. It was obviously
black,
black and
bags.
White.
No, Jerry.
It was. Of course
could have been. No. And we cleaned up. We picked up the litter in Templemore in bags. And I got people to sponsor us money for cleaning up the bags. I was in fifth class. And I remember sending the money away down to Cork for the guide dogs. Yeah. So look at Jerry. You know, that's where it starts. People start looking around and saying, you know what? It's great. But you're saying, what was the name of your place, Jerry?
Kilnamana.
Kilnamana. Now,
in Talla.
In Talla. Are they in this now?
Oh, excuse me. Now she's... Now I'm opening the can of worms.
No, I don't... No, but I'm sure it's probably... there's so many categories. I don't know which one it would be in. But Jerry, that man, he was ahead of his time when you were saying he was into planting trees. That's what it's all about now. The Tidy Towns is not all about hanging baskets.
No.
And litter. Like, I could go on, you have all the different various categories. You have, there's special awards, you have the Tree Project. He could have won that award now, the Tree Project Award, they could have won that. We're going to try and get the students in Roscommon in the Canet Award, where they'll do some projects in relation to collecting cans.
Oh, yeah.
So that's something we could work on. But your Tidy Town, you see, that's what it's all about. Like I said earlier, Jerry, we've residents' associations around the town here. And they're all play, my own included, Ard even. We clean and tidy and we make sure the area. But why wouldn't you? If you're inviting people in and you're living in it's up to you to keep it clean.
And the thing about it is when you're driving into a town, your first impression.
Absolutely.
Is when you're driving into a town.
Now, that's where, Jerry, Lanesborough Road needs to, that's where we let us down. We have to work on it. And there's businesses. So we'll approach them and we have been edging the footpaths out there. We're going replanting trees.
We're widening
the footpaths in Roscommon. That's what we've done, widen the footpaths. Yeah. And we're going replanting trees and removing some of the dead trees on the Lanesborough Approach Road. So that's our priority, will be the Lanesborough Approach Roads. Get the business people out there to play their part. It wouldn't take a lot.
No.
And then next year, hopefully, we'll retain it, if not move up again.
Well,
so, Jerry,
I'm going to say congratulations to everybody involved. And, as I said, when you're going around the town and you have the pride in your heart that the place is looking good, then you know.
That's it.
And it's down to all the volunteers. And
absolutely.
Thank you very, very much for coming in.
Gorf Mahagas.
No, hovere, as we that was Kathleen Shanahar. I suppose Councillor Kathleen Shanahar, I better give her her full title, and also Chairperson of the Tidy Towns. And congratulations from all of us here in Ross FM to everybody, all the volunteers out there that do their work without pay, without anything else. Thank you so, so much.